generally I'm, I am. Maybe I got like I got downgraded. Yeah, is it working? Is the link working? Oh, it's not working. No, I'm not authorized. Wow. You have, I have to send it to you. How do I do this? Hi guys. Okay, receive the text, accept. 1 second, I'll post it right here. Paste. Here we go. Wonderful. Now, isn't that a great technique? How come I'm not authorized? I should be like green or something, right? Okay, is it? Yes, it's working. Very good, very good. Thank you so much. That's it. Okay. Hi, Dom, by the way. So hi, everybody. Good Sunday evening, night for me, 1 o'clock. The Eiffel Tower is glittering for the last time. 1 o'clock is the last glittering of the Eiffel Tower every night in Paris. And I'm happy to be here subbing for Regina. And let us hi. Let us join together in a prayer. And then we'll give the following hour to the Holy Spirit, because we have a great program. We have the continuation, the follow-up of those messages we received, Regina and I, in late 2007. And Regina stopped last week at a message called Being the Master. This is the link that Dove has just posted. Thank you. And then if anyone joins the room, maybe if Dove is present, maybe you'll be able to post as people get in the room, if they are. So let us pray together. I look forward to this. Okay. Holy Spirit, my voice, my true voice, the voice that comes from myself, the voice that is the realization, the remembrance of my true being, of the pure spirit, the pure awareness that is constantly present, aware, free, and in love with all things, as itself, as myself, as my true self. As we as we are about to comment, to discuss, to share on this message of being the master, I thank you in advance, Holy Spirit, to clear up our understanding, our minds around your teaching, showing us that there are pointers to our true nature, which is present, constantly present right here and right now, in the light of my true desire to know myself as that which I truly am, outside of space and time, embracing space and time as just an experience. Please tell us what you want us to know. Show us what you want us to see. Help us realize what you want us to realize with the following message, at least in the following hour, if we don't have the time to finish this message. Amen. And Claudette is jumping. Very good. Okay. So you have the link, and this message is indeed called Being the Master. I gave you the link to my website, The Teachings of Spirit. This way we'll have it here. We'll start directly at the message. I know that Regina started last week a little bit of this message. I feel like taking it again from the top. The message is quite long. We will see what Holy Spirit does with space and time, especially during this message. I know that Regina is not going to be here the following Sunday as well, and I said that I will I'll be present, of course, the following Sunday. So we will see if we'll do the whole message today, or we can do it in two sessions. Okay, so we'll see that. It's actually not really up to me, not up to us. It's up to totality and whatever totality wants to do with this teaching. I'll start reading, and whenever I feel like commenting, if ever you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask them, to write them, to raise your hand. The message starts this way. Holy Spirit says, placing too much emphasis on anything within the dream can be an error in your mind. Because to make anything in the dream real is to make the dream real. This specifically is to forget who you are. This is also true about the idea of making healing real. If it is true that you must heal, then it's also true that you are not absolute perfection now, and that is not the case. We'll go over that quickly because Regina talked about it last week, but in the light of the prayer we just had, in which I remembered myself as pure awareness, as pure being, as pure presence right here, right now, outside of space and time, actually embracing the experience of space and time, my being as a formless, meaning a limitless being, as actually this is the direct, our direct experience of awareness. If we clearly look at that which hears those words right now, we cannot really find anything objective to this presence, can we? Without anything objective to the simple and everyday-like awareness that is listening to my words now, even more, that knows that these words are spoken. Obviously, my friends, I'm inviting you to check for yourself, not to take my word as nice word or not nice word, just to, it's an invitation to look within. You don't have to go very far away for this. You can just notice that something in you is aware of my words. That very something, that very simple something, doesn't need to be called God or divine or anything like this, that very simple thing is your true nature. That thing stands outside of space and time. That thing is non-conceptual. That thing is our true being. Just as a reminder, that will be very helpful in order to see and to continue this message together. That would be very helpful if we can already sit and read and understand from the position of the knowing space, from the position of awareness, from the position of our true nature that we can never, never lose. Remembering that we are looking for what we already are. Okay, and what are we? Well, we just pointed towards this presence, this being, this awareness that has no objective qualities to it. So without any objective qualities to it, why do we assume that what we are is personal? Why do we assume that what we are is limited? Why do we assume that the awareness we are is individual? It has no objective qualities. Once this is checked, once this investigation is done, then the mind starts to relax. There's a relaxation. There's, oh, well, I thought I was a person, but I'm not. Okay. Let me go deeper into this. And the deeper I go into this, the more clear I see my experience in the world. And from that perspective, let's now read that paragraph again. Placing too much emphasis on anything within the dream can be an error in your mind. Because to make anything in the dream real is to make the dream real. This specifically is to forget who you are, this presence, okay, and thinking that you're a man or a woman. This is also true about the idea of making healing real. Because if it's true that you must heal, then it's also true that you are not absolute perfection now, and that is not the case. Okay? I see in my experience a lot of, you know, wanting to get that right, wanting to heal, wanting what can I do with this thought, with this emotion, with this energy, with this situation, with this creation. This is all back in the mind who wants to know and to grasp what is the agenda underneath. Make things better. Heal. Fix. Now listen to your heart telling you, who is this one who wants to fix? Who is this one who's not happy with the way things are right now? And this question is a great gift from God because it gets you to sit right back in the seat of awareness. Let's continue. The best place to stay within the mind is the remembrance that you are the master of the mind now. You are not working towards mastery. That would mean that you are right now somehow less than all that you are. You are master now. You cannot be any less because you are always all that you are. Okay. At the time we received this message, I was still very much identified with being a man, being a person, being an individual. When we received the message on the Master, and the Course in Miracles is very fond on being the Master as well, meaning it's very fond on having us sit on the chair of the Creator of the universe, not the victim of the world. You're not the victim of the world you see. The world is an outside picture of an inward condition. This inward condition is right within your mind. So you are totally 100% responsible for what you see and what you experience. Right. What I said, it's a little subtle, but I think it's a cool point to make. It's important. It was very important for me when I received this message to realize somehow that I'm not victim. This was the main goal of the Holy Spirit. With, I would say, all of this series of message. You are not victim of the world, you're not victim of your mind. You're not victim because you are creator. It's true and it's very, very helpful to realize that I'm the creator, okay? But somehow, I see it today as another pointer, as another stepping stone towards abiding right within being, right within your heart, right within pure awareness, and somehow being more and more detached from the world. What it goes about to the same thing, but it's very subtle, because when one is very much identified with being an individual, the idea of being the creator, the idea of being the master, the creator of all the situation, is very helpful, but it has the little tendency, I found it in myself, the tendency to understand how I create and to get the belief that, oh, well, I should create better. I want to create better. This is not wrong, right? But this belief has the tendency of having me make the world and the creation real and important. As soon as I want to change anything in the world, as soon as I want to get the technique to create better, underneath all this, there is a subtle belief or subtle judgment, and the judgment is the world is real. Because I want something different. I'm interested in the world. So, this message, as many other messages, really talk to us on many levels, and everyone will just resonate with the frequency that is most helpful for him or her. Okay? So, very important that I'm not the victim, I'm the creator of everything I see, and we will see how, actually, you know, through desire, you know, desire creates thoughts or beliefs. Beliefs creates perception. Perception creates experience. Okay, this is the creation process, like NTI would say, the process of creation. It starts with desire, and remember, there are two desires: the desire to continue to be what I am not, an individual, a person, and the desire to go home, the desire to know thyself, the desire to stop with the suffering of the world, to stop being stuck in this world. Those two desires would spawn beliefs. Okay? I'm independent, I'm not independent. I'm in control, I'm not in control. Now, all of us here, if we're here, we believe that we're in control, and we believe, most of us, and we believe that we are an individual. So we carry still this desire to continue the experience within us. This desire spawns a whole bunch of beliefs, a whole bunch of thoughts, and thoughts and beliefs create perception. And what we see is a world supposedly outside, and I'm inside a body, right? I am now a located entity. Okay. The goal of all teachings is to let go of form and to re-identify with formless, with what we already are, as we said earlier. Direct pointers are pointers that would have you check your experience and to see if the awareness that you are is locatable. If the body contains the awareness, or if the awareness contains the experience of the body and the experience of the world. Okay. This is the goal. Now, I see that as a stepping stone. You are not victim, you are creator. Oh, good. So I can start to relax the fears now, relax the guilt. Okay? Although the guilt is still lurking in the mind of the creator, because there's this tremendous responsibility, you know, I created all this mess, etc. It's still lurking, but it's already a much better position, because I'm creator, you know. I don't know how I create, but I'm creator. At least I'm not victim. You take off the victim, the ego has one leg less. And the ego doesn't really stand very much straight without the victim. And that's the goal, I believe, of this teaching. You are master now. You cannot be any less because you are always all that you are. Okay? So the master is referring to is really our true nature. The reality of us, which cannot be threatened. Now, with the realization that you are the master, look at the dream. Look at everything about it with a sense of awe, remembering that you created it for you. Awe is not seriousness or concern. It is pure appreciation. But when you look at the dream with awe, you are not truly being inspired by the dream itself. Your true inspiration, the true source that inspires the feeling of awe, is the power that makes the dream. In this awe, you appreciate the awareness of you as you truly are. And as you know, that which you appreciate expands in your awareness. So by appreciating you as your truth, you become more aware of true mastery. I love the way Holy Spirit juggle with words. Okay? So again, this is not like a recipe of, on how to create. This is remembrance, if you were here the last weeks, to remembrance, for example, at the message, the power of light, for example. The message, the power of light, is aimed at having us dive into the experience, into the nature of the experience. So to drop the concepts and dive into the nature of the experience. Once you let go of the concepts of what this is, or what this energy is, or what this is fear, this is rage, this is hate, this is me, this is her, this is us, this is a tree. When you let go, when you look closer at the nature of each experience, you will get in touch with the light, actually. The power of light. The light of experience. Okay? And that's more, it's not really how I create, that's important, but it's the fabric of creation that is being pointed here. The fabric of creation and its light. So you will find this light in absolutely every experience. Why? Because there's not one appearance that can appear outside perception. There's not one experience that can appear outside the realm of experience. The realm of experience is the realm of perception. Okay? Why is this very important? Because it helps us look at our experience, look at everything within the experience differently, from another angle. Right now, the bottle, the Eiffel Tower, the phone and this computer are not just bottle, phone, computer and Eiffel Tower as like objects existing independently by themselves. No, right now they are included in my experience, and what they really are, what I can really say about those objects is that they are perception. They appear within my perception. I'm not in touch with the bottle, I'm in touch with perception. I'm not in touch with the Eiffel Tower, I'm in touch with perception of Eiffel Tower. To be more correct, with a perception called the Eiffel Tower. Okay, so there's a concept, Eiffel Tower, and the nature of it. It's not matter, it's not metal, it's perception. This is where the shift starts. Right? If you hold my hand now, and you realize that your whole experience is made only is an experience of perception, what you can really say about each object is, first and foremost, they are made of perceiving. They are a perception. Why is this very important? Because a perception is made of awareness, is made of the light that the Holy Spirit is talking about right here. The power of light is the power of awareness, the light of awareness. Again, awareness permeates perception. It's another way of saying being permeates the mind. Okay? The mind projects mind stuff, images, like the Course says. Images in 3Ds, right? The image of space, the concept of time. Okay? We are, like NTI repeats over and over again, what we are seeing is our thoughts. What does it mean? We are in relationship with our mind. Said another way, you are looking at the world through the filter of your own mind. So what you are looking at is mind stuff. That's what it means. Practically speaking, I'm looking at mind stuff. That starts to relax greatly in the body. Why? Because it teaches at a deep level, at the level of creation, that I'm not separate from the object I see. Because the object I see is made of the light of me. Couldn't be outside. I wouldn't be able to experience anything that is outside of perception. And again, what is the fabric of any object that is perceived? The fact, the very fact that it is perceived. You can call it perceiving, okay, or experiencing, okay? And perceiving or experiencing is permeated by awareness. And that's the only light that is here. You remember the message, the power of light, when I'm in front of a situation that seems to prove me that I'm victim, in front of rage, hate, or guilt, the Holy Spirit taught us that you are facing, what you're facing now is the light that is filtered by a concept, an idea in your own mind. Now, the pure light seems to become, to take the shape and the color of the filter you placed upon it. Okay, so pure light, meaning pure love, pure being, pure awareness, pure presence, pure immaculate reality, just became, just took the shape of hate, took the shape of fear, took the shape of attack. And then we apply judgment on top of it, saying, oh, I don't like this. Within the judgment, I don't like this, there's the subtle judgment, this is real. Hate is real. Fear is real. Okay? And that's what where we imprison ourselves. In the world, how? By being victim of the experience. Remember the words of Spirit? Whatever you judge yourself. What does it mean? Whatever form, color, name, shape I will judge, what I'm really judging is the fabric of the experience. And the fabric is my own true self, the light. So now that we know this, with the realization that you are master, look at the dream. Look at everything about it with a sense of awe, remembering that you created it for you. Or now we can say that it's made of you. Awe is not seriousness or concern. It is pure appreciation. But when you look at the dream with awe, you are not truly being inspired by the dream, meaning by the form, the shape, right? I'm not in awe because this lady is beautiful. I'm in awe because this lady is made of me. This image of a lady is the shape that I take right now. And when I remember this, when I remember content instead of form, it's true, my whole experience starts to shine. That is true. But the awe that I will feel, here the Holy Spirit directs us automatically to underneath the concept, underneath the form, to the content. And the content is one. Is one raw experience. You can call it this way. Even if we stay in the domain of experiencing, right? It's going to be raw experiencing. It's not going to be a table, a bottle, a phone, or the Eiffel Tower, or beautiful lady. It's going to be without the concepts. Well, there's no more separation. There's just some raw experiencing which one cannot really describe. Okay. Your true inspiration, the true source that inspires the feeling of awe, is the power that makes the dream. Hmm. And that power is you. In your truth, as pure and total master of your mind. Yeah, you call it the flow. The flow, it's the flow. And it's the power of light. It's the same thing, is what we are. That's all that is. In this awe, you appreciate the awareness of you as you truly are. And as you know, that which you appreciate expands in your awareness. We had a message not too long ago called gratitude. Is a powerful force, and that for which you feel grateful expands in your experience. What is really inviting us to do is to turn the direction of our gratitude, of our desire, of our attention, of our awe towards what we are. light and awareness and being, right? And the more we turn 180 degrees towards within what we are, as here, for example, the very power, the very fabric of that experience, well, the more the realization of what we are will grow in our experience. And we will have the effect, the reflection of that realization more and more in our everyday experience. We call that reflection the Holy Spirit, or the miracles. Okay? So by appreciating you as your truth, you become more aware of your true mastery. Let's continue. When everything in the dream is seen as the same, right? You are removing the mind from its focus on illusion and placing the mind in proper perspective, which is with focus on the mind that is you. We just said this, yes? You start to detach from the form, the name, the shapes, etc., and you focus back on content within the Creator, where it all comes from. Okay? The very simple awareness that is hearing those words now. That's where it all comes from. Okay. Placing the mind in the proper perspective. This is why I've been teaching acceptance. Acceptance of all situations and all feelings. Resistance judges one thing to be different from another. But acceptance accepts all things as the same. In asking me to help you handle particular circumstances as different, you are not accepting them as the same. This is taking the dream as something real and losing sight of the mastery, which is you. It's very clear, this message. Very clear. He's really redirecting us towards ourselves, towards our true self. And we cannot be solely abiding as what we really are, or actually interested in pure awareness, in that which looks or that which knows, if we still have a lot of agendas with form, with the world. So detachment is a key teaching, right? Our true nature is already detached. But again, I told you, these are high and deep and important stepping stones. To simple abiding, simple and clear realization that what I am is not affected by anything, by any experience. Okay, but while we are in the realm of experience, we want a teaching that will help us detach, give less and less importance, make less and less real all this situation, all this world. Okay, acceptance is key. Okay. When I accept anything, any feeling, any situation, what I'm really doing is I'm not allowing the mind to judge, as he just said. Okay? Resistance judges one thing to be different from another. One important thing to realize about judgment is that I can only judge that which I'm separate from. I can only analyze, I can only compare, I can only prefer, I can only make a difference between a thing and another that are expressively separate from me, right? I cannot think of anything that is, a thought is separate from me in order to judge it. In order to judge something, I must be separate from that which I'm judging. This is key to understand. Because with that realization, you realize why acceptance is so important. Because acceptance makes all things the same. While I'm accepting situation, what I'm really doing is I'm not giving more, any more fuel, right, to continue to build the individual, the I thought. Okay? Only a separate individual can judge something that is separate. And these are constructs of the mind. Whenever there's judgment, what you're really saying is that, oh, I'm this I concept, I'm this individual, still separate from what I see. And we saw from earlier on that nothing is separate from me, everything is perception, nothing is separate. But when I judge perception, I judge myself, and I separate myself from myself. This is why acceptance is so important. And again, see everything as the same. Well, this is very classical course lesson. Make this year different by making it all the same. See everything as the same. So there are many ways of looking at this. Seeing everything as the same, see everything as a temporal appearance. This is very helpful to see it this way. See that everything comes and goes, while that which sees it, the coming and going, is constant. Start taking a stand, taking your position, your sit, as that which is constant, as that which never, ever moves. Okay. I think here is the message that will come right after this one, which I believe Regina will do in 2 weeks. It's called The Code. Most of you are familiar with this message that follows this one here. And you will ask us later in this message to look at everything as being the code, as being a code, an idea, right, a concept. Everything that I can look, see, or experience is an idea, a concept. Why is that very helpful? Because I am not a concept. True I, myself, is not a concept. Concept come and go within my true self. Let's continue. To not lose sight of the master is to appreciate the dream and to remain detached from it simultaneously. This is truly seeing it as an experience and not as reality. As you master this perspective, which is remembrance of you as master, you step into your reality even as you continue the dream. You read the code, so to speak, and to use a symbol from your film The Matrix. As you read the code, you also learn to change it by deleting a line here and by adding another line there where it seems appropriate. In doing this, you observe the dream as it changes. You live the experience more in line with the way you want to feel. Although it's okay, it's kind of important, but now that we know what is the goal of all teachings, the goal of this one is really to have us realize what we are and to stay there as that which we are. This doesn't mean to kill the experience. It doesn't mean to change the experience. No, what we are is total acceptance. Total acceptance of everything. This is the master. The master is the fabric of all things, is the pure awareness, is the being that embraces and welcomes all the appearances. So you see, the first line is very important. Not to lose sight of the master is to appreciate the dream and to remain detached from it simultaneously. Again, appreciate the dream for what it is, not for what it is not. And what is the dream again? The dream can be said that it's my creation, but that teaching points towards the fabric of creation, the process of creation. Okay? So, one, appreciate the dream for what it really is, the content, and remain detached from it simultaneously. This line is the key line in that whole message. It seems paradoxical. You appreciate with great awe and great, wow, this is wonderful, and at the same time remain detached. That's the goal of the teachings. You appreciate the dream, meaning you stop judging, while appreciating all the stories you created, stories of I don't like her, I like her, me, you appreciate the whole thing. Love embraces all things, and love will actually dismantle illusion. You appreciate, you don't give more fuel to judgment and to build that mental position that is the separate I. And you remain detached from it simultaneously by remembering that you are not this. Okay, you are formless. Okay, you exist independently than form, and yet when you look at form closely, you see that it's made of you. It seems paradoxical, but this is the global experience of self. Nothing real can be threatened, and all that can be threatened is made of reality. Okay? And here we're talking really, there are two levels, right? Form, shapes, and content. I am the content. Okay. So, as you master this perspective, which is remembrance of you as master, you step into your reality even as you continue the dream. Okay, so here the teaching is not about going in a cave and staying there, which is, as Ramana tells us, which is something that has worked in the past. No, here I'm going to go do my things in the world, giving away the concept of a separate self, of a separate doer. This is the goal of giving everything to the Holy Spirit. Your will be done, not mine. Okay? I'm surrendering my will, okay, my wantings, my preferences, because I see them as untrue, as just experience, not reality, just concepts. Please take over and do whatever you want to do with this dream. Including my body. What I call my body, including this. His personality, his body mind. Okay? So you continue the dream, not from the same perspective. Yeah, you are seemingly in the world, but you're not from the world. You read the code from the Matrix. As you read the code, you also learn to change it. This the Holy Spirit in actually, I don't know if it's in this message or the message later called the code, will tell us, you know, that this is not very true. You don't delete a line and you don't add another one there. In this message here, we don't know how we create. One of the closest and clearest explanation I had about creation is contained in the following message called the code. Okay, and he tells us that you don't create horizontally, but vertically speaking, and it's all a matter of vibration and desires. It's quite complicated stuff, and I'm sure Regina will go over this, and I will be here too. What he tells us at the end of that message is that I've said at the beginning of the message that you could change a line here and a line there, and he says that's not really true. What I'm asking you to do is to accept everything, because you don't really know how to create. So just accept everything. It's your acceptance, your not wanting to change a line here and there, that will result in the changing of a line here and a line there. Okay, it's very subtle, but it makes the whole difference in the position, right? It's either you want to change so you make the world real, or you are a victim, you know, either one. Or you accept everything and you detach. This way you don't make the world real. And again, this is the most important, this is the hammering of the Course in Miracles. Don't make this world real. Okay? And then the central message, there is no world. So don't prefer one experience to the other. Don't try to change an experience towards the other. I'm stressing this fact. The teaching of creation, of creating, of being the master, is a stepping stone, is a pointer towards what we really want. We don't want to create like a better dream, okay? We want to see the dream as an illusion. Again, we're not here to create a better world. Okay, if a better world will unfold from our abiding in as truth, perfect, that's great. But that's not our job. That's the job of Holy Spirit. In India, it's called that's the job of Shiva, of Shiva and Shakti. Okay, that's really the job of the Holy Spirit and the world. That's not ours. So our job, yes, realize that you're creator in the sense I'm not victim, but then use this knowledge to accept easily and to detach from the dream, to see it for what it is, and to sit as that which is unthreatenable, part of the flow and the flow itself. And give me the keys of your car, says the Holy Spirit, says Jesus. Let me create, because you don't know how to create, so let me create. Okay, this is a very important point, I believe. Because there's, again, there's a subtle trap that the ego loves with the idea of creating an experience. What is the trap? The world is real, because it's important. Okay? What does he say? Although it seems much focus and effort is needed to do this, and I've taught you that emphasis is important, there also comes a time for you to stop giving special emphasis and to make all things the same. This is exactly, in a few lines, said in a much more fluid way, what we just said now, okay? These are stepping stones. There comes a time for you to stop giving special attention, special emphasis to the world, and to make all things the same. So, in the light of what we said tonight, if you want to make a special emphasis, right, on things, on forms, why don't you try to get your attention on content? Okay? You can call that a special emphasis, not on one thing more than another, but see that the fabric of everything is seamless, is undivisible, is one. That might be a much better, when I say better, a much more helpful way of looking in front of us at the world. If you still want to continue to look on the world, and again, this is still a stepping stone, right? If you want to look at the world, okay, look at the fabric of the world, and you look at yourself. So it was important at some point to look at the thoughts of ego and the thoughts of Holy Spirit. The experience of ego, the experience of separation, and the experience of the belief in oneness. Okay? And there was this type of emphasis that was made on certain things in our experience, certain situations, certain thoughts, certain emotion. Okay? It is a stepping stone. This is said here. There comes a time for you to stop giving special emphasis on things. Why? Because you make them real. You make them different. He will tell us that an emotion is not different than a thought, is not different than this computer, is not different than the idea that you're an individual. All are ideas. I think he even tells us that everything is energy. This is a very helpful way to look at creation, at the world more than creation. Everything is energy. When you look at everything as energy, that's it. You start to relax. You start to breathe because you don't make any more separation. You don't make differences. Without differences, how can there be judgment? So through the teaching of no differences, you start to relax the judger, the one who prefers. You start to relax all this. You start to detangles detangle your attachment. Your attachment to form and your attachment to the personality, which is form as well. Okay? Make all things the same. It is all code coming from the memory of your mind. Memory is built by decisions you make as you watch and observe. It is all the same. Nothing at all is different. No two things are anything but the same. It couldn't be clearer than this. But when we look at the world, what are you talking? This bottle is very different than this phone. And it's very different from this idea and from this emotion. He said, no. Look with me. Have a look with me. I will give you a pair of glasses that will allow you to see that everything is actually the same. But first, you must create a crack in your mind. You know, at least allowing the fact that maybe it's not as solid as it seems. Maybe those different things are not that different. Earlier we gave an example on how to look at this, on looking at the nature of the bottle, the nature of the computer, the nature of that emotion, the nature of this phone, what it is again? A perception. It's all an object that is perceived, right? A thought is an object perceived because a thought is limited. An emotion is an object perceived. It's energy, it's limited. A bottle is an object perceived. Okay? So, what I can really say about all these objects is that they are perceived. Anything that is perceived is made of mind stuff, is made of perceiving. Okay? And perceiving is made of awareness. Because mind couldn't do mind stuff without the electricity, without the light, without the juice. Okay? Take off electricity from a movie theater, there's no more film. You can have a wonderful projector, a wonderful camera, without electricity, forget it. That's, of course, it's just a metaphor. Make all things the same. It's all code coming from the memory of your mind. What he says, it's all an idea. It's all concept. If you see everything as a thought, as it is really, actually, this will be very helpful. Because it's all the same. It's all thought. Maybe next week, because I'll continue, I guess, now with the second part of the message, which is the question and answer. If it calls for this, we can see also that a concept is a concept. And what is a concept made of? Not matter. Concept is a description. What is a description made of? Language. Okay? This is another way of getting very close to the experience. And when you see that everything is language, and when you get very close to the description, which is symbols, twice removed from reality, which is language, it's easier and easier, as you get closer and closer to the experience, to detach the meaning, to let go of the meaning you thought it has. It has no meaning. It is all meaningless. This is another great way to look at everything. It's meaningless. At least, if the bottle is meaningless, the phone is meaningless. The table is meaningless. That emotion is meaningless, and that thought is meaningless. What is the common denominator? The lack of meaning. You start to see everything as the same. And the ego, which has that the one objective of the ego is the war against God. What does it mean? To absolutely find meaning everywhere. While Holy Spirit, the goal of Holy Spirit is not to give a better meaning. No, is to help us deal with our fear of facing a meaningless world. So we have, as a stepping stone, a more helpful meaning to place on things. Again, the goal is to detach and to see that this world will just vanish Because it has no meaning. It's not real. Memory is built by decision you make as you watch and observe. We'll look at this. It's all the same. Nothing at all is different. No two things are anything but the same. We'll finish here. Because I think that the rest, yes, let's look at your specific question and see how to apply the idea of sameness to each of them. Remember, sameness is not to get lost in illusion. Sameness is to keep the mind focused on itself. We'll finish with this. Sameness is to keep the mind focused on itself. Right? When everything is seen as the same, it's less and less interesting, and the mind turns 180 degrees, turns on itself. This is what we call look within. But if I'm interested in without, I'm not going to look within. So we are really given all the teachings, all the help we need in order to look at experience with an agenda. What agenda? Let go of the experience. Embrace it, not judge it, embrace it, but really look at yourself. Pure, immaculate, ever-present, aware being that is hearing those words right now, that is registering all the experiences, all the perception. That's what we are. And again, these are words, so they are not true, but they point towards the concept free presence. Well, it's right 2 o'clock here in Paris. So I'll let you go. I'll see you next week for the rest of it. Okay, for the rest of this immense message that hopefully is helpful. It was very helpful for you as it is for me to again to see it again. Good. Have a good evening. I love you all. Bye.